Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Friday's podcast. Our reading today is 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 to 16. But today we'll focus on verse 15. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. Thought for the day. We all experience anger. It's a perfectly normal human response. Different people or different personality types have different ways of processing anger. For some, they can sit and stew silently, passively, like the students I once heard who were so angry with their housemates that each night he'd take that person's toothbrush and just run it along the toilet rim. That's what we call passive aggression. There's no violence, no shouting, but instead a seething, hidden anger, which can lead to some pretty weird stuff, but it's still anger. Then there's the kind of explosive type. It's clear someone's angry. They're shouting and gesturing, and it's really obvious. But how can you tell when it's not obvious? What if you're angry and you just don't realise? How can you tell? I think I've come to understand, if I hear someone talking about somebody and I sense myself tightening up inside, let me unpack this a bit. If someone's talking about somebody I know and they're being really positive and honouring, if I know I have an issue, if I can't enter into the spirit of that conversation in a positive way, if inside I just want to burst into the conversation, say, I know I have an issue with that person. And if I can't think about that person in a way that is positive or a blessing, then I know there's probably an anger issue inside me that needs resolving. I've come to realise that I experience anger far more than I used to realise. It just has different manifestations and different triggers set it off. In this part of John's letter, we're kind of shifting gear. He spent a good chunk of time dealing with what he calls the anti-messiahs, who are a real issue for the churches under his care. And kind of, how do you know you're dealing with an anti-messiah? Well, it's hard to tell, but John makes it clear that there's someone who denies certain aspects of Jesus' reality, like he actually came in the flesh, a human, had a human body, was born of a virgin, born of a woman, stuff like that. The anti-messiahs kind of had a tendency to preach a spiritual Jesus only, one who could provide you with knowledge and spiritual insight. But in today's passage, John gets real and he gets down to business with the reality of our human existence. So just how do we relate to each other? It's a great question. And he tells us in his gospel that one of the main ways that we communicate anything to the world around us as believers is just how we love each other. Not in a kind of ethereal, cliched way, but how do we deal with the stuff that blocks us and prevents us loving other people? John cites a story from Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel. And that story does not end well because Cain kills his brother Abel. Why? He has anger in his heart. That's why Jesus tells us very clearly in Matthew 5:21, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Unprocessed anger is like murder. Seriously? Jesus is so serious about it that he makes such a striking point. And you know, John picks up that point too in this letter. You want to love well? Be aware of your anger. Don't hate people. Deal with it. So how do we do this? Well, firstly, let me caveat what I'm about to say with this. Sometimes really, really awful things happen to people. And so I don't want to fall into cliches here if that's happened to you. And sometimes it can take a long time to get to a place of forgiveness. But that's always the goal, to try to move into freedom and forgiveness. Here's what we do know. Unprocessed anger can destroy relationships. It can wreck communities. And left unchecked can turn people really bitter. It can be really corrosive to the soul. However hard it is to deal with our anger, deal with it we must, because Jesus doesn't make this a kind of tick box exercise. There's no yes or no option. He's making a salient point. You know the kind of awful violence and murder we see around us? Well, guess what? It has a starting position in our hearts, in our soul, and its starting point is anger. So we don't ignore it. We don't leave it. Otherwise it festers and grows and you end up hating someone. And John has something very strong to say about the presence of hate in our hearts, as does Jesus. So this is how I personally have learned to approach dealing with anger towards somebody. It might not work for you, and I'm still learning, but I want to share it anyway. Firstly, we confess it. As soon as we become aware of it, we confess it. We say sorry, and we ask for Jesus' help. But to keep walking in freedom and forgiveness, we need to walk in the opposite spirit to anger, so we choose blessing. So if someone's hurt you, pray for them. I know it's cheesy, right? Even with gritted teeth, the Bible says we're not to give the enemy a foothold in our lives. This is one way to not let that happen. It's seriously stop, sit down, begin to name that person before God. Pray God's blessing on them, even though it's hard. Thank God for them. I'm serious. Secondly, in your times with God, talk to him like he's in the room and be totally honest with how you feel. Ask him to minister to you, to bring help to you, to bring freedom and love into your heart. Pray blessing upon that person's lives. It's amazing how free it can be. It can be hard, but it's free. There's something that I've come to think about a lot, and it's a quote from the US pastor Bill Johnson. A culture of honour is celebrating who a person is without stumbling over who they are not. It's very easy when we talk about people to really focus on what they're not. Their issues or their mistakes or their weaknesses. But honour celebrates a person for what they are. Don't let anger become hatred and bitterness. It's never a good way to live. So today, let's ask the Holy Spirit to root around in our hearts and in our souls. Is there stuff that needs to be processed, prayed through? Are there people that I can't pray for right now? Are there people that I'm tightening up when I hear their name, or see them online, or somebody mentions them? If so, let's assume that the Spirit of God is nudging us today to start the process to work towards forgiveness and freedom. Let's pray. Father, may we walk in freedom this day. Help us not to give in to anger or bitterness, but choose love. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 to 16. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is, that Jesus cried, laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our praise. It's your breath in us. love.